It's your girl, Christina. This is Overheard at Yoga. So let's crank up the heat and get down, dog.
Well, I didn't have a guest lined up this week. I mean, I did, but I was having technical errors, which are really my way of saying user errors when I was booking. And I just got back from a trip. I went to visit my family in St. George, Utah. So I'm here today recording an episode of my podcast without a guest, which usually I have a guest because that just takes the pressure off of me. But I do want to share with y'all about my recent venture out of town and going to a new studio. It's not so often that I get to go to a new studio where, you know, I don't know anyone, I don't know the community, and it was really fun to kind of be a fly on the wall. And I was trying to think before we recorded this episode, what have I overheard at yoga this last week? So I hadn't seen my mom in over a year. So I fly down to St. George, Utah, and we have a great time, and I get a week unlimited at the local hot studio there. So every morning I get up and I borrow my mom's car and I drive over to the studio. And the first class that I signed up for was a booty yoga class. And I've taken a few of those classes and they're super fun. So I was like, okay, I'm excited. The teacher who taught started the class out by saying it was her first time teaching, and you never know what's going to happen when a teacher tells you it's their first time teaching. You're like, uh-oh, just buckle up and be kind. But the room was packed, and she clearly was not a new yoga teacher, but she was new at teaching booty yoga. So she had a ton of friends, and there's other yoga teachers in the room. And I guess I could just tell, because you can just tell when you're at a studio that they all know each other and they're giddy and they're friends and they're talking about other classes. And I just had that, it just had that high vibe. But because I didn't know anyone and I wasn't a part of the community there, it was really interesting for me to witness as an outsider. And it kind of brought up that, it just brought that to my attention that when I'm at my studio and hanging out with my friends and my fellow teachers and we're like excited and talking about stuff, and I'm wondering how that feels to new students at our studio. If they're just annoyed or they want to feel more included, I'm not sure. But for it was just something that it was good for me to think about. And so she starts the class off, and already the mic is having technical problems, which I really love that the studio had a microphone too, because they play their music really loud. So I was like, yes, microphone, I'm going to be able to hear you. Microphone was going in and out the whole time. She even had someone run up halfway through class, change out her microphone, and it was still going in and out. It was hilarious. I love the community vibe. Again, like I said, like class was packed. It was warm. It was sweaty. She had everyone say hello to your neighbor next to you, which I hate that stuff. Maybe it's just because I have anxiety. I feel like awkward. So I didn't say hi to anyone next to me, but someone did turn to me and say hello. And the gentleman who turned to say hello to me had a full-blown rock altar at the top of his yoga mat. And he had all these weird tattoos and like a funny headband. So I was like, okay, I'm in the right class. I'm in the right place. That was just really hilarious. And I did take another class. I signed up for another class at that studio. It was a flow class. And I just assume flow class means you're going to flow and move with your breath. But it didn't really do that. It felt kind of like a beginner class. And it felt like it was a beginner class because I could just look around the room and see a lot of the students looked like beginner students based on the shape of their poses. And the teacher also came across as a new teacher, because this is what I overheard in her class, was a lot of vinyasa voice. And when I say vinyasa voice, It's pretty common with new teachers, and I am extremely guilty of a vinyasa voice. Sometimes people would even comment after class like, wow, your voice when you teach, it sounds like butter. But there's this joke in the yoga teaching community world where if you have a vinyasa voice, you have like a sing-songy poetry sometimes even like a whispery or sultry voice. Some teachers, the way they teach, like it comes across like they're talking sexy to you, which is kind of cringy for me, but they're using yoga words and terminologies like move your right leg right to your hand. Like, oh my God, please stop talking like that. So this teacher had a very vinyasa voice, but it wasn't so much in like the sultry side of vinyasa voice. It was more in the robotic side where there was no personality. She was just saying the words, and she was using a tempo that was kind of really rhythmic tempo. Put your right hand there. Put your left hand there. Right hand there. Left hand there. Lift your leg. Lower your leg. It was like the same over and over. So it got really repetitive, really boring. But what she kept saying, and I hope I don't come across really judgmental. You just can't help it when you're a yoga teacher and you're a trainer. You catch on to these nuances. And so she would cue the breath and then she would go inhale and exhale. Oh my gosh. Like the first few times I didn't notice it. And then I noticed it and then it was cringing me out. And I think I was just like, I'm just in the wrong class. This is the beginner class. This is for beginner students. It's for beginner teachers. And I love this studio, and it was a great sequence. It was a great class, but that vinyasa voice was just really getting to me. And there's a YouTube video by a woman named Kara Bradley called The Tampon Voice, Yoga Teacher Tampon. It's hilarious. And if you're a yoga teacher, I recommend looking up this video on YouTube. And she, longtime yoga teacher, longtime yoga trainer, and she talks about in her trainings how it's so common and so often that you run into teachers who have their vinyasa voice, but she calls it the tampon voice because she compares it to when you watch a tampon commercial. It's typically a woman's voice, very soft and talking to you about avoiding this and having this. It's so soft and so quiet and almost sultry. So she discusses how to avoid this and kind of calls you out on some common things. And she says a way that you could avoid this, some tips, is to record yourself. So I've recorded myself, and I still sometimes will like sneak in a vinyasa voice. You can't really help it sometimes. And sometimes you wonder, like, does this sound okay? Is the rhythm really relaxing of the way I'm using my language? But I think overall, it's best just to use your conversation voice and have a conversation while you're teaching. And I typically will turn up the music. I don't have a mic at my studio where I teach, so I do a lot of loud projecting of my voice. So it's really difficult for me to turn into my vinyasa voice. So her tips for you teachers are record yourself, listen to your recording, and attempt to take your class. Another tip would be to talk to your friends, talk to your fellow teachers, and ask them for feedback. I think it's really difficult for some people to give feedback because they don't know how it will be taken. If you've ever attempted to give someone constructive feedback and maybe you did it in a wrong way, or the person was just not open or receptive, and you kind of have to test those boundaries so you can be really not confrontational if you want to attempt to give someone feedback. I get away with it only because of my position, only because I've been training and doing this at the studio. And so most of the people who I do offer feedback to, like, I'll ask them first, and they're typically students of mine. So I can get away with it. but if you aren't sure, if you feel like you could use a little voice work, ask your friends, ask your teachers, and be like, hey, I'm looking for constructive feedback. Please take my class and tell me what you think. And typically that vinyasa voice is really irritating. And once, if you're hearing it constantly for an hour, it can start to like annoy you and get to you. I like another tip that Kara gave in her video where she talked about using active verbs. She says it's more difficult to use that sing-songy rhythmic style voice if you're using action type verb language. So lift your arms up. What's another action verb? Gosh, I'm not even thinking clearly. Gosh, I was offering a tip and I don't even have anything to back it up. Well, you're just going to have to listen to the video yourself. Check it out on YouTube. And yoga students, I'd really love to hear feedback from y'all. So if you guys are listening to this episode and you have some, if you've overheard that vinyasa voice, if you know what I'm talking about, let me know how you, as a teacher, like worked on it. Or let me know as a student how it affected your practice. And maybe it's all in my head. Maybe I'm just a yoga snob. Nobody notices it. And they actually like having that soft rhythm. And of course, if you're putting people in Shavasana, you want a calm, nice voice. You don't want to be shouting at them. There was a teacher who I loved to take her classes. Her classes were awesome. And she absolutely did not have a vinyasa voice. But her voice was really loud and almost shocking. So you would get your mat all set up. There'd be soft, opening, playful music. And you're just in your child's pose. Suddenly the lights flip up. And she's like, hello, class. Welcome to class. You're like, ah, oh my gosh. It's just really startling, like volume to her voice. And she always had this really high volume voice. So I think playing with the volume and the tone of your voice is important, and it's important to keep it sounding like a conversation and not a sing-songy type voice where your voice goes up like you're asking a question at the end of everything you say. That's just like a thing to work on. So I overheard a lot of vinyasa voice in that specific class at this studio. I did take another class that was super awesome. The teacher was there, the teacher who taught was the teacher trainer who was visiting from the Netherlands, and he taught this awesome prana flow class. And it was the interesting thing about being an outsider in this new little yoga community is it was obvious they had quite a community. His class was packed. People were excited. People were chatting with each other. Class finally begins, and his personality was shining so bright. He was making little jokes, but then having you like get into your yoga pose, but then telling us not to be serious, but it was kind of serious. I don't know if that's making sense. And someone came in late, and someone noticed that their friend had come in late. And so then they like giggle and scream, you know how women are sometimes, oh my God, you're here, and like start hugging each other while we're in the middle of chanting Om and raising our arms over our heads. And he's like, oh, that's totally awesome. That's cool. We don't have to be so serious. He's like, just so you know, if Beyonce were to walk in right now, suddenly we're talking about Beyonce, and he's talking about like ways that he would disrupt a yoga class different types of situations. It was just interesting to me. And I get that with some classes where teachers like, don't take it so seriously, and it's okay to put a smile on your face. But for me, I like being serious in a yoga class, and I like lightheartedness. Obviously my podcast is super lighthearted. I'm not dead serious about anything, but for yoga, I feel like there's space for all of it. And I'm cool with people being giddy and excited to see their friends. I like that vibe. It's that high energy. And then I like being able to go inward, which is the whole yoga thing. So I was really confused by some of, the cue is being like, don't take it so seriously, but now we're going to get serious with our breath work. Someone reached out to me on Instagram. They DM'd Overheard at Yoga and said that when they first started coming to yoga, they would overhear people breathing in class. And they used to think that was really funny. And it made me think about the first time I took a Bikram yoga class. There's always that one guy who does it louder than everyone else, and it sounds like a roar. So if you've taken a Bikram class, they have you interlace all 10 fingers and make a fist and stick your fist underneath your chin. Gosh, I can't even remember the name of the breath work, but it's like a big inhale through your nose, and you like, as you inhale, your chin is going up and back and your elbows are starting to open, and on your exhale, is it your exhale you're coming down? Okay, again, please contact me and correct me, because I haven't taken this class or done this breath work in a long time. And it's just like a, I'm sorry, I'm breathing so heavily into the microphone. But the sound I'm not even doing it right. The sound can be just really primal and growly the way some guys do it. And so if you're new to yoga and you start hearing like all these different breath techniques, breath styles, it's definitely interesting. And I'm surprised that some of us have even come back because we're like, that's just so weird. Even when I would teach breath work, I would teach the Bikram yogi group sit up where you would deep inhale, sit up, and then you do the double exhale through your mouth where you hinge forward to reach for your toes, forehead to knees, and that double exhale, it sounds like shh, shh. But when I teach it in class, I warn people, I'm like, this is going to sound funny. It's going to feel weird. And maybe it does and maybe it doesn't. But for typically newer people, this breath work can be kind of silly or sound silly until you start to learn about it. I am planning on going out of town again soon. So I might have, I'm going to try to book more sessions so we don't have to miss a release date of this episode. I'll keep you posted if we're going to delay a week because I will be in Mexico for yoga teacher training. Our studio is teaching a 200-hour intensive training in Mexico on the 13th through the 27th of this month, November. So I think you have a couple days to still sign up if you want to join us. We just had someone drop out, so we have one spot available. And I was speaking to a student at my local studio, and he was telling me how yoga can help you with anything in life. And he was saying that there's another student who comes to our studio who goes skydiving all the time. And he's like, I think I'm going to ask so-and-so if I can go skydiving with him because yoga can help you do anything. And it made me laugh because I need yoga just to do the basics sometimes, just to get my head right, my breath right, just to even step onto an airplane to go visit my mom. And it's an hour and a half plane ride away. I've got like tremendous flying anxiety. So I'm like, do your breath work, deep breaths. And he's like, oh, you can do, if I can do anything because of yoga, I'm going to just jump out of an airplane. It just made me laugh. I would never jump out of an airplane. But I love that people feel so inspired by yoga, helping them overcome and helping them feel calm and stable and like they can take on their day, they can take on challenges, and they can take on crazy risks like jumping out of an airplane. I would really love to hear from you guys. If you guys have any comments, questions, if you have requests, what should I talk about on another episode? Who should I bring on as a guest? Please reach out to me. Don't be shy. I'm really into my Instagram, so feel free to follow me on Instagram because if you click the link in the Instagram profile, it'll take you to my Overheard at Yoga story page. So if you could share, do that. Otherwise, you could just email me on my personal email, which is xtinayoga@gmail.com. But typically Instagram or that that link is the best way to reach me. But I know not everyone does that. So no worries. Just email me at xtinayoga@gmail.com and send me your Overheard at Yoga story. If you have any corrections for me, I'm open to it. And I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. Namaste. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and I want to hear from you. Please send me your Overheard at Yoga stories. Tell me about your yoga journey, what you love about your home studio, or the funny thing you overheard at yoga. Find me on Instagram at overheardat.yoga to submit. There are so many different styles of yoga and opinions about yoga, but the one thing I've seen in all my travels to different studios is yoga brings a community together. Namaste!